other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 14th day of January 2009, Wednesday. And yesterday we told you Bernanke said that more bank bailouts were needed. Well, today it's pretty much going to be, I give it 48 hours until Citigroup folds. Citigroup's death throes may take Pandit too. You see, Paulson also told you after you handed over $700 billion, which really equals to about, what is it, like $7.5-8 trillion is what Bloomberg's reporting. He was still going to close some banks. Some of them weren't going to make it. And Citigroup, it's over. I mean, it was less than 6 months ago that they started talking about that they were going to have problems, and then I think it was 2 weeks after that that they said they were going to need the bailout, and these packages were put forth. Some people in Congress stood up to them at first, and then they were threatened with martial law and bamboozled by Obama. You know, some of these guys were actually told by Obama that if he was elected, he would make sure that this money is going to go towards mortgages and the people. Well, I don't see that happening. Let's read some of this. It's off MSNBC.com. As Citigroup nears the end of the decade-long experiment. See, the bank is an experiment now. Your money is an experiment. It's funny to them. To create one-stop shopping for financial services, its chief executive, Vikram Pandit, may be running out of time to turn the company around. It'll probably be absorbed by Chase Manhattan. Give Rockefellers a little bit more power. I could definitely see that happening. CNBC's Charles Gasparno reported Wednesday that Panda is coming under increasing pressure from the bank's Giants board and from the federal government for quick results. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're going to get quick results by taking your money. So expect some banks to close this week. I expect that. That, you know, that'll probably put just enough fear into the Congress that they'll pass another bailout. And only Representatives Paul and Kucinich will dare speak out against it. In truth, you know, I'm not giving everybody credit. There were a few others that did speak out against the bailout. But when Kucinich, you know what? I want you to pull up the Kucinich. The Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. That's just a golden couscous line right there. By the way, in the second hour, top of the second hour, we're going to have Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com on. We're going to be doing that via webcam, so all you PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers can tune in and see that live via the web. You know, a little later on, I guess I'll introduce the story now. I want to talk about human microchips, and I've been talking about this for quite some time. But one of the positions I've taken is that I don't think it's going to be like, oh, they're going to put microchips in you forcibly, at least not at first. I don't think they're going to line everybody up. Oh, here's your chip. They're going to make it fashionable. It's the cool thing to do. And I've always thought that the easiest way to do this was to go after your children, your kids, the teenagers, people like myself who are into technology, who like to sit down and play Halo or Mortal Kombat or video games in general, the video game generation. It's my generation. And I always thought that the next-gen systems would try and incorporate microchip technology, and this was reported, what was this, December? So over a month ago I noticed this, so I just remembered it today and I wanted to print it out. Interested in microchip implants for gaming? Sega's Yu Suzuki is. Venerated Sega developer Yu Suzuki, you know, the guy who did Virtua Cop, hang on, changed the way people played. His titles have been revolutionary regarding how players interact with arcade games and arcade game cabinets. But Suzuki thinks there's more that can be done, like arcade game players getting chipped, as in getting some sort of motion-controlled implant. It'll be more than just motion control, by the way. It'll read your thoughts, at least somewhat. While interviewing Suzuki for Arcade Mania, he told us about the interest in new ways of interacting with games. In medicine, you have artificial hearts, or people that have some sort of chip in their body to be able to keep track of vital signs. So it's a scary thing, but not that scary when you want a game. All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma, sitting in all week. Please go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we were talking earlier about Citigroup. And it appears that they're already merging with Morgan Stanley. So, I mean, it's already dead. The question is, when is it going to get to the point when people start running on their banks and utter collapse is imminent? I mean, Paulson told you more banks were going to go under after the bailout. And I guess after the bailout, WAMU did go under. It might have been a little bit before. I can't remember. But WAMU was bought up. I guess you haven't seen any really faces of banks and your money being taken outright yet. But it's really being taken because we're supposed to pay back this bailout, which isn't $700 billion. It's really in the trillions and trillions of dollars. If you want to understand that more intricately, I suggest you listen to the Chudovsky interview that Jones did a couple weeks ago. I know it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Bernanke, CNN Money yesterday, more bank bailouts needed. So, again, I predict more mergers will happen, more banks will go under, and they'll take more of your money. But you know what? President Bush says this is not the main thing that the administration should be worrying about. The most important job I have had and the most important job the next president is going to have is to protect the American people from another attack. And, of course, that was Bush yesterday on Larry King, but I have other video of it all over where he basically says that the next administration is going to do the same thing. Don't worry. Newsweek is promoting how Obama shouldn't give up any of the executive powers that were given to him under the Bush and Cheney administration. Don't worry, we can trust the Obama administration. And less than a week out from the end of the Bush administration, official, Guantanamo detainee was tortured. And this is out of Fox News, by the way. Fox News is now reporting that there's actually torture going on at Guantanamo Bay. Really, Fox? It seems like you're only about 7 years behind the curve. But, of course, you know, they spin the article. They needed to torture him because he was involved in the September 11th plots. I hate to tell you, but honestly, your buddy Cheney there, the guy who's supposedly the second commander-in-chief, no, he was involved at a captain's-type level in the 9/11 attacks. It's just unbelievable. All right, I said I would play that clip of Kucinich calling the Federal Reserve nothing more than Federal Express. See, some people are getting hip to their tricks, and Dennis Kucinich is one of them. Let's play the clip.
In 1913, the money power of the country was taken away from the people. By constitutional privilege, it belongs with the Congress, but it was given up in the Federal Reserve Act. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express, but yet it has the power to determine the direction of use of money in our economy.
All right, there you go. Dennis, bravo. I really wish we could get the couscous on. I mean, he's on the floor. He's the one saying, you know what, we don't need the Federal Reserve, and this is part of the problem. Well, why are we only talking about just giving bankers money? That doesn't seem like a great idea. No, I don't think it seems like a great idea either, Dennis. I think it's a morbid and terrible idea. In some of the more mainstream news I thought I'd go over today, court okays sex between teachers and 18-year-old girls. Now, what's the problem with this? Well, let's just start off by saying it's a huge problem. You know, when you get into college, I guess it gets a little more blurry. I mean, these are 18-year-olds. They're adults when you meet them, but these are kids that you've known sometimes since they were in kindergarten in smaller school districts, okay? So at the very least, I think that teachers that, you know, have affairs with their students 18 or otherwise should be fired. And under 18, they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I don't think that's too much to ask. It happens a lot more than you would think. And now that the court has okayed, this is out of the AP, Washington State law does not bar teachers from having consensual sex with 18-year-old students. An appeals court ruled Tuesday in dismissing a case against a former high school teacher. Unbelievable. Of course, the teacher had three kids, you know, and a wife. But no big deal. No big deal. He's having sex with 18-year-old students. Come on. And chances are that this was taking place before she was 18. Just my two cents. We're going to take your calls after 30 minutes. And then remember, at the top of the second hour, we're going to have Michael Rivero on PrisonPlanet.tv via webcam. I really want to get his take on the Obama staff administrations, or staff picks, because his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, is calling for a draft. He's openly talked about this service, 18 to 25, 3 months of basic training, 2 years mandatory service. It's going to be featured in the new Obama picture that's coming up, you know, working hard on right now. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to call him too much of an Obama cheerleader, but obviously he was for him in the election. And yesterday I heard him on his radio program saying that he was already unhappy with a lot of the picks. Yeah, me too. He's keeping Robert Gates on. He's talked about putting more troops into Afghanistan. You see, it's just going to be a redistribution of troops from Iraq into Afghanistan. That's all it's going to be. Our presence in the Middle East isn't going to go anywhere. Man, on a global scale. But you know what people are really paying attention to? They're not paying attention to this, you know, geopolitical strategy that's, you know, going on through our banking systems and through our military apparatus. They're paying attention to the fact that some girl is selling her virginity online for $3.7 million. And you know what? I'm going to talk about it for a second because, number one, it's absolutely ridiculous. The girl's not doing anything illegal. It's going to be held at the Bunny Ranch, so everything's sanctioned. But first of all, she's 22. Now, do you really believe that a 22-year-old virgin is going to be the type of girl to sell it on, so I don't know what auctioning network it is, for $3.7 million? No, she's probably a liar. And you know what? The guy that pays, you know, $4 or $5 million for it gets what he deserves. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It shows you how degraded the entire society is when that's one of the top stories And yeah, she's being bashed in the media, but just the fact that somebody's willing to pay millions and millions of dollars for that should let you know that there are sickos out there that are willing to pay even more for child snuff films, or even worse, you know, to be with a child, Barney Frank, you know, and then still stay into Congress and push the bailout. You know what? Barney Frank really does need to be exposed more and more and more. I mean, when you're running an underage male brothel out of your home through your prostitute boyfriend, and then you threaten Congress when it becomes public that if they don't back off, you're going to out everybody. I mean, I don't think this is the type of guy we should be listening to. I don't think we should be, listening to the types of guys and administrations that plant other, you know, male prostitutes in the White House, James Guckert, James Gannon, and have them pose as members of the media, fake right-wing blogs under assumed names, and then, you know, be on 4 or 5, you know, a.m. tours of the White House. What's going on there? Well, it's pretty obvious what's going on there. But the public can see that on the mainstream. It can be on, you know, CNN headline news and in the news. But, you know, it's a big joke. No one can put two and two together. Boy, those reporters are pretty dumb when they want to be, huh? You know, that's why we need your help here. And right now, Tyranny Crusher 1 is over the $50,000 mark on eBay. This is the last day that you're going to be able to bid on it. I think it's about 13 hours away from... total doneness. Now, there's probably going to be a lot of fake bids on there because people think they're funny. You know, people want to hurt this operation. And, you know, the guys that are running aren't the most savvy on eBay, so they don't know how to just immediately block somebody when it's obviously a fake bid. You know, if you've got 2 rating or a 1 rating, you're not for real. We know that. But there are plenty of people with, you know, ratings in the hundreds that are bidding on this. And we hope that you guys can take it to the next level. We'd like to hire some more staff here at the InfoWars office. We'd like to put on more programs. We'd like to make more movies. But it's a short-staffed operation, and the money bomb really helped. I mean, the difference in the two offices here are night and day. I mean, night and day from what they were only 6 months ago when I first, you know, came down to Austin, Texas. So, you know, help us get to that next level. Tyranny Crusher 1 on sale on eBay. Right now, it's your last chance to bid on it today. Tyranny Crusher 1. Somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to get the signed Tyranny Crusher 1. It's going to make a great mantelpiece. It really is a piece of history. This story also caught my eye today, man, really blitzing through the news in the first 20 minutes. Courts try to decide what to do with Manuel Noriega. Now, remember Manuel Noriega, 26-year CIA veteran, helped us ship in the cocaine from Panama and South America, that guy. And then as soon as it started going public, what did we do? We went in, we got him, we treated him like the enemy. As soon as he tried to really get under the grips of United States control, he held a couple summits with other South American leaders. And basically was saying, you know, how can we get away from these guys? What can we do? And the U.S. didn't like that, and now he's been demonized. And he's been held for about 16 months longer than than his sentence commanded. But they're asking what should they do with him. Well, number one, they probably never want to let this guy speak in a public forum again because he knows too many of the American players. I'm surprised they haven't killed him. He's 74 years old. In fact, have we ever seen Noriega on television ever in any type of trial or hearing since they got him in the 80s? You know, I'd love someone to call me in and call into the show and let me know, because I don't think we have. Noriega was captured in Panama by U.S. military forces, completing his prison sentence for drug trafficking and money laundering in September of 2007, but remains in prison until the courts can decide where he should go. So many people want a piece of him. But they don't want him to openly speak about working with U.S. intelligence to ship in cocaine. I'm sure that's not on the agenda. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in all week. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Up at the top of the hour, we have Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. And later in the show, we have Ray McGovern. You know, I want to get McGovern's take on Robert Gates sticking around for at least another year and the movement of troops over into Afghanistan. So, you know, I could see McGovern almost being pro that move of putting troops in Afghanistan, buying into the fact that we have to have more of a stronghold there. But I think we should be getting out of the Middle East altogether. I don't know about you folks. I think anybody with half a brain who realizes what's really going on in that region of the world, them trying to build a Eurasian Union, much like the North American Union here, only they're trying to get the North American Union I guess by semi-consent over here, not much consent, and really they're taking it by conquering it over there, by force. All right, I promised I'd take some callers, so let's do it. Let's go to Ted in Los Angeles. Ted, what's on your mind?
Good.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Am I on?
Yes, Ted, what's on? Yes, you're on.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, have you seen the January's edition of Newsweek where it says the new global elite and it has Barack Obama in the center of that portrait? You know,
no.
I was looking at the cover there. I was looking for maybe some Masonic occultic symbols because, you know, after all, the new global elite. And I couldn't really find anything. But then it struck me. There's two big globes above Barack Obama, the Eastern Hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere. And the decorations they use, if you look at it from a distance, it's perfect. It's a perfect owl, like Moloch. He's the center. His face is the beak. His body is the mouth. And the globes are the eyes. And if you look at the decorations on the page, it's the shape of an owl. It has the feathers. It has that diagonal sort of shape of an owl. Very interesting. I thought, haven't heard anyone point that out. But
well, if you can get us an image of it, I have not seen the latest Newsweek. This is the cover, you said?
Yeah, it's a cover. Just Google it.
All right, well, we'll try to do that, and if you can Google it, send us the image and send it over to Aaron at Infowars.com. Maybe we can put it on the PrisonPlanet.tv later. I thank you for the call, Ted. All right, let's go to Roy in Michigan. Roy, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, Roy.
Yeah, you know, in front of my house, I have a billboard which has got Infowars on it, but it, along with Who Did 911 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 12-foot high and 61-foot long, and I would like to take and send you a, send you a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, when you're over the target, you're going to get heat, and I've been getting a lot of heat. They're taking me to court on it.
Really? What are they saying, that it's an eyesore on the lawn, or it's against some kind of code?
Yeah, they got an ordinance. It's been up. I've had the billboards up, and they've added to them over the years. They've been up for about 12 years. And, they fly me with helicopters, and they do all that stuff. And at one time, they had camped about me here. You know, I brought in trailers down the road from me into a park, and then they were just all over my property with automatic weapons and all that stuff.
Well, why wouldn't they SWAT team you when you're trying to get the message out of truth?
Well, they never SWAT teamed me. They would get off my property and take it, fire off guns, or off to the back of my property and fire off these automatic weapons. And, and then they fly me from time to time with, these jets, which they're amazing to me. They'll fly right down to where my bunker is at, which is a distance from my house. And it'll take it to stop and turn around and fly right back out again. And how they do that is beyond my imagination.
Well, Roy, you're an enemy of America. How dare you promote Infowars.com? But we need more people like you. I thank you for the call. Folks, that's a good way to get the message out. Other than the bumper stickers, putting up signs, I wish people would plaster their neighborhoods more with the bumper stickers. A lot of people put a bumper sticker on a car. Yeah, people read those, but I find them so much more effective on lampposts, city style. I mean, you really get somebody's attention, and that's what we need. We need people to pay attention to what's going on. We need people to take a look, you know, not just buy into what the media has to say about the matter, or you know, the bailout, for one, or the war. You know, because everybody's like, Barack Obama's going to end the war in the Middle East. He's not ending anything. Anything. It's still going on. He's not going to give back any powers. He just had Rahm Emanuel named as his chief of staff. This guy's talking about conscription. We got a book coming out a week before Obama takes office, calling for conscription. In fact, we're going to play those conscription clips again. Tom Blankley, Washington Times, saying, hey, we need mandatory military service from everybody in this country. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, truthnews.us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So I pulled up this new Global Elite Newsweek cover. We'll be showing it later when we broadcast on PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, we have Mike Rivero coming up in less than 30 minutes. And we also have Ray McGovern in the following hour. Now, I guess this isn't, you know, the regular weekly issue. It just has Obama in it. I can definitely see what he's talking about with the Moloch resemblance and the two eyeballs, but it has a lot of duality. Basically, it's a mirrored image. The left side is the right side mirrored. Tex Mars would probably have a ball with it, and I hope he checks it out. You know, someone shoot him an email. I'm not a huge expert. I do read... You know, I read the books they carry here. I've read Codex Magica. Mysterious Monuments is in my bathroom right now. Another great way to support us, get a copy of those books. I think Tex does great work. So later on, we'll be showing that Newsweek cover. It is awfully bizarre. But right now, before I go back to your calls, I'd really like to play. Let's play this MSNBC clip first, and then we'll play what was on Fox and Friends 2 days ago.
Institution of the military draft should be considered and has always been an option on the table. A Pentagon spokesman flatly rejected the idea today, saying that the military is giving the idea, quote, absolutely no consideration, unquote. But is it time to revive conscription for the first time since Richard Nixon? Back to discuss it, our Democratic strategist, Stephanie Cutter, and editor of the Washington Times editorial page, Tony Blankley. Tony, it just seemed to me political year. Nobody's going to recommend a return to the draft. But is the draft a good idea, or is a partial draft a good idea? We got 5,000 troops in the Army. It is breaking, according to the Army Chief of Staff, on the basis of two small guerrilla wars. Now, is the U.S. Army big enough and strong enough to handle all the commitments this country's got?
It's not going to happen on Bush's watch, because it's not time for that debate to occur. But the military clearly is not big enough to do the job that's going to be required of it in a world that we live in today and into the foreseeable future. As you say,
all right, stop it right there.
Wars.
All right, right there he says, not going to happen on Bush's watch, because it's not time for that debate yet. No, the time has come when we have Obama saying that everybody needs to give a new service, a new sacrifice for the United States of America. And now our good buddies at Fox and Friends are now promoting this man's book, which is on the shelves 2 days ago, a little over a year later. And it's called Grit, I believe. And I'm sure it's going to be a New York Times number one bestseller. And what's he calling for? Let's hit the clip.
Welcome back, everyone. 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Can America's power last forever? And how do we achieve a new nationalism that puts our country's survival first?
Those questions and more are addressed in a brand new book by Tony Blankley. It comes out today. It's called American Grit. What will it take for America to survive and win in the 21st century? And joining us for his first TV interview about the book is Tony Blankley. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
If you read some of the European papers, they're talking about America is finally in decline. They're getting what they've had coming to them all along. Do you believe that?
Well, it could be so. We have it in our power not to be in decline, and that's what my book's about. I do believe that for the first time in our history, if we don't do a lot of things smart and tough, we could get overwhelmed by the rise of China, the rise of India, the rise of radical Islam. Mm-hmm. We failed to exploit our energy, we're not paying enough attention to what our kids are learning. Bill Ayers is actually a senior person in guiding the curriculum design of America. That started just this last March. But we have it in our power, and I try to write some tough proposals for what we need to do so that our grandchildren live in a country strong enough to protect our freedoms just as we do.
Yeah, Tony, your book's going to get a lot of attention because there are some controversial, bold suggestions. The first one, obviously, that caught my eye was that you're calling for a universal draft, which would mean that all 18-year-olds in America would have to serve for 2 years.
Yes, look, I don't like it. I love the volunteer army. I've got a son who's a second lieutenant in the volunteer army. I know the young men and women who serve. They're the greatest young kids we've ever produced. But we don't have enough troops, and it's manifest that we don't by several magnitudes. For instance, when George Bush wanted to have the surge, he was told by the senior generals we didn't have enough.
All right, stop it right there. See, look at all these excuses. I love the volunteer army. I'd rather have that, but we just can't surge and stop wars without more people. No, it's never going to be enough. There's always going to be these backdoor excuses. It's total doublespeak. We could have been in and out of Iraq at any moment. Any moment. But that wasn't the plan. The plan is to build a Eurasian Union. So we're going to stick it out. And as we de-escalate troops over there, we're just going to re-escalate troops in Afghanistan, maintaining our United States military presence in the Middle East. I mean, it's so simple. And then you're going to have goons like this go, I wish we could keep that same military in the cover story of the regular Newsweek, not the new global elite issue with Obama and all this symbolism on the cover, is the article we covered here yesterday, Obama's Cheney dilemma. It's his Cheney. We just admitted on Fox News that we torture people in Guantanamo Bay, and maybe these powers aren't the best thing ever, but don't worry, the Obama administration is going to use these powers well. We're not going to get rid of any of them. And that's literally what this 3-page article is talking about. It's it's probably even more in the magazine. But it's unbelievable.
It is a liberal shibboleth that torture doesn't work, that suspects will say anything, including lies, to stop the pain. But the reality is perhaps less clear. Obama, keep the torture. It's unreal. I guess it's not surprised it was called on this show. But, you know, they're like, oh, he's going to have to face these difficult choices, and we really need Obama to face these difficult choices with all these powers, because these powers are important. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to go back to your calls. I mean, of course the Obama administration is not going to get rid of this stuff. Of course the wars are going to keep going in the Middle East. Of course there's going to be more of a consolidation of power by the bankers. All right, let's go to Mike in Ohio. Mike, what's on your mind?
Okay, Manuel Noriega. Let me tell you what I recall about all that. I was serving in the military at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Here was somebody. Now, keep in mind, I've studied this thing, the globalism, since about 1983 is when I had a look at things and started looking at things oddly. He was a sidebar player in all this, and I can remember watching NBC News. The news media ramped up on him about 10 days prior to their invasion, which means the troops were already getting ready to go down there. It was an evening, a weekday evening, maybe a Monday evening. He was on, they showed him behind a podium giving a speech to his people, and he was waving the saber around. You may recall seeing that, and he said, I'm going to tell the world what George Bush is about, who he really is. He got up the next morning, turned on the television, there were 27,000 troops on the ground. There in Panama, and that's how that went. No, you've never heard anything out of him. They've stuck him in a prison in Miami somewhere. You've never heard him up in front of a judge telling his side of the story. Nothing. That's how far back they put him.
And yeah. So, what do you think is going to happen now? I mean, France is asking for his extradition. They're claiming that the Geneva Conventions entitle them to this. Of course, his lawyers are saying, "Hey, he just served his sentence, and this is a non-wartime." Charge, and he served his sentence, so why isn't he being extradited home? Of course they don't want his story out. What do you think will come of Manuel?
I think that he'll probably go to Europe, be let go there, just like other people it's happened to in the past. He'll be in France. They'll turn him loose. You'll never hear anything about him because the news media will not cover him. He'll be, as I said, given some sidebar status in the media, and you'll never hear from him, period. You might hear something about him in the European media. Most of the people here in this country only speak a single language anyway, so it won't matter anymore. And besides that, it's 20-some years in the past. It won't
matter. But you know what? It still matters in the fact that we can expose it and let people know. There's still a lot of people in denial. They don't realize that the United States government runs the hard drugs in this country. I thank you for the call. I'm glad somebody did call. On topic today, what do you know, on topic phone calls. And I have to agree with him. I think that he might get extradited to another prison in France, though. France might just get their turn at him. And what the French will do, they'll purge him for intel that they don't have. They'll try to piece some of the pieces together on the lower levels that happened in the 80s. Not that it isn't an international intelligence organization at the top, because it completely and totally is. But yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to hear from him either. I'm kind of shocked that this is even in the news. It was updated just before I got into the studio. All right, let's go to Brad in California. Brad, what's on your mind?
Hey, shout out from Chico here in California. I just wanted to update you guys on some things that are going on here. And the yesterday show reminded me of this about the farm people getting raided.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half ago, I lived on the property of a church here in Chico that was raided by the police for no reason. They had no warrant. 15 to 20 armed men came on the property, some of them dressed in riot gear, roused us all out of the house, took our IDs, and just scared the crap out of us, basically.
And why did they do this? What was the excuse for coming in?
Well, they said that there were known felons there.
Okay.
And the church, it's a registered, you know, church and everything,
mm-hmm.
is run by a kind of radical local guy, and it was just basically, as it turns out, just a shakedown to scare him. He was running for Congress at the time.
Really? So nobody actually got charged with anything?
Nobody got charged with anything at all. They just took all of our information, took all of our IDs, made us all come out of the house. They didn't come in the house. Mm-hmm. But it's a 50
probably
acre.
They didn't have a warrant.
Yeah, it was a 50-acre property, and they came and took all of our info. And that's just one incident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, recently there was a riot here at Chico State with the students.
I didn't hear anything about that.
You can see it on YouTube.
Really? And what were they rioting about?
Well, it doesn't stop there. The city council passed a local ordinance here prohibiting large gatherings of people. And so what they went and did is broke up all the parties around campus all at one time. So they flushed about 1,500 drunk college students into the street all at one time. And lo and behold, they show up all in riot gear with the fire truck spraying everybody down and everything. What a coincidence.
Really? And this on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Police riot. Yeah, just check Chico riots and you'll see.
Well, we're definitely going to check that out. Maybe we can have Aaron do a story on it.
Yeah, look here. It doesn't stop there. That after the riot, the Chico Police Association posted on YouTube a propaganda video saying how Proposition 215 causes crime and how they need more police officers because of the local riot. Look at it.
So basically they're trying to turn this incident into more funding for them. Not a shock. I thank you for the call, Brad. Hopefully Dice can take a look at that. With, you know, he's got so much on his plate. But I have not heard about that Chico State riot, and I will be looking into that later in the afternoon. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Jimmy in Michigan. Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? Yesterday I was listening to your show, and at the end a gentleman was talking about buying a cow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. If you live in, I live near Ann Arbor. If you live in Ann Arbor, an apartment, you can't have a cow. I mean, you'd know if he got on your couch. You
exactly.
Know? And, but what they did here in Washtenaw County is you owned a cow in Indiana. And then when you paid for the milk, you didn't buy the milk. You were just paying for the feeding and care of the cow. And you got the milk and the cheese for free. And they got raided and busted by the USDA because of interstate commerce.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I would love you to send us that story because that's a great – that is – first of all, that's an ingenious way of having a co-op when you don't live next to, you know, farmers, you know, when you don't live in that type of community. I think that's genius. But, of course, they're going to go after you. I'm sure
if they'd have been in Michigan, they'd have been all right. But because the cows were in Indiana and they crossed state lines – the ICC and the USDA got involved in the whole thing.
You know, on my way over here, I believe I was listening to the fact that now they're trying to pass a ruling where there'll be a new marking on meat, and no longer will it just be USDA grade beef. It'll be beef from all or produce from all over the world, and it'll just have a new sticker on it saying
right.
It's other country. And
all
if
right,
we're going to start shipping in, yeah, other countries' meat, which I think is a completely insane idea. Number one, because it'll kill the farm here. And number two is, you know, it probably won't be as healthy, folks. I can totally see that. It's unreal what we've gotten into. And I hope that, you know, we can fight this and we can reverse those laws, because that is an interesting way to have a co-op when you do have an apartment. I thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. I wanted to call, you know, I appreciate you, Corey, and all the Dylan, the work you guys did on Loose Change.
Thank you.
You guys are great Americans. That's the first thing. My question, though, is it's kind of a two-part question. Do you know a whole lot about Ron Paul in particular?
Sure.
I hate to get off topic here, but
No, that's all right. Sure. Yeah, I know quite a bit about Mr. Paul.
Okay. Now, I've been following Mr. Paul, and I'm a big supporter. I've read his book. I've actually lent out his book to several people to read for themselves to hopefully get them to realize, you know, I mean, a good politician and what a good politician stands for. But I was just looking around on YouTube this morning, and I seen this video about Ron Paul and Freemasonry. Now, I know there's different a lot of disinformation out there, but
yes.
I tried to continue to do more research on Freemason handshakes and Freemason signals,
mm-hmm.
like different signs they make, and I seem to have a consensus view that the signs they were shown on YouTube seem to be Masonic signs.
All right. I've heard this rumor too. It's been posted on my YouTube page, and you know, I don't give much credence to it. I've seen the videos. I've never seen him interacting with somebody else and throwing up a sign. I mean, he's apparently got some arthritis in his hands. I mean, I've thrown up the Hook'em Horns, and not because I'm a Texas fan, because I was an ignorant kid at rock shows. You know what I mean? I'm not Masonic at all. You know, when I see world leaders doing it, when I look at, you know, Tex Mars information that I plugged earlier today, I give him about, first of all, he comes at it from a massive Christian perspective. You know, I don't think that he is able to come in from a, you know, kind of like a blind perspective. He does take the Christian route. But at the other end of it, he does know a lot of these Babylonian symbols, these Masonic symbols, these mystery religions, things that, you know, I'm not as familiar with. So I take that stuff with a grain of salt. I think there's no doubt when you see somebody like Pat Robertson on the cover of Time magazine throwing up the bear claw that he's throwing up the bear claw. You know, and I think a lot of these George Bush and family rocking the Hook'em Horns at the inauguration ceremony ain't the Hook'em Horns. I don't think, you know, Ron Paul is on the team of the Masons. He's done too much to fight the power structure. Campaign for Liberty is an ingenious idea. We've got Mike Rivero coming up on webcam. I can see him right now. It's going to be on PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Leave them.
We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. In only 5 minutes, via PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to have Mike Rivero live, split screen. I love this new studio. It's so much cooler than the old one. You can actually see somebody when you talk to them, and they can be in another... I mean, he's in Hawaii, for God's sakes. I mean, I thought it was nice in Texas. I guarantee it's gorgeous out there. So I'm going to shoot through a couple more of your calls. Mike Rivero next hour, then we have Ray McGovern in the following hour after that. We'll save the final hour all for phone calls, so if you want to ask me whatever, you can ask me whatever. Although I do like the on-topic phone calls. The Noriega call was great. All right, so let's go to, I believe we are on Joshua in Florida. Joshua, what's on your mind? All right, let's go to Vic in Michigan.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, I was just playing in Photoshop with that download from Newsweek, and I did some pixelization distortion. I'll send it to you in email, but it definitely...
It's got the big worlds on the top right hand side. I saw it. It's also a mirror image from the middle, which is kind of popular right now in t-shirts and even, you know, artwork. And, you know, again, I mean, just the outline of Obama himself with like the little, you know, I mean, they are promoting this. He's on the cover of everything. Did you see the Rolling Stone cover, by the way?
Yeah, it's just amazing.
I mean, they made him out to be God. I mean, that's what he is. He's in the clouds. He has, like, a lightning, ominous glow. I just don't like how somebody who's unproven, somebody who is a state senator for most of his career, somebody who comes out in 2004, gives the Democratic National Convention keynote address, he's then put into the actual Senate, and he serves less than 4 years in the actual Senate. In 2007 is when he actually, and believe me, it was planned before 2007 he was going to be running for president, but he announces it in 2007, and he wins. And it's not just vote Obama, vote Obama. It's, again, you see this stuff in the hip-hop stores. And I'm glad you said that, because I had one of these guys I talked to on MySpace. He does custom artwork for shoes and hats and stuff. So he does painting and stitching. And he's getting tons of Obama orders. And he's like, look, Jason, I can't turn this away. This is how I make my living. And he was telling me how one of his associates just charged $400 for a pair of Obama custom Converse. It's insane.
Just amazing. But hey, I'm also, just want to let you know, a electronic engineer. I think I talked to you on Monday. But anyways, I know you guys are building a new studio, and I would like to offer my services to you guys. I'm an electronic engineer. I can design all kinds of audio equipment interfaces, and I've done a lot of stuff for
Tell you what, send your information over to AaronInfoWars.com. He's the one that's going through all that. I thank you for the call, Joshua. Aaron at Infowars.com. I mean, I know that Aaron gets a ton of stuff, but he really is the conduit for which all this, you know, takes place. All right, last caller before the break. Let's go to Tom in Colorado. Tom, what's on your mind? Tom, are you with us?
I've run into the inauguration thing.
What about the inauguration?
Well, Obama's supposed to be tested. I'm wondering whether they're going to test him or go ahead and kill him off and go ahead and start the race war.
All right, of course, we just couldn't help but have that token racist phone call here at the end of the hour. Folks, they're not going to start any race war with Obama. They like him a lot. He reaches out to the people. He moves people. It's about a movement. We have Mike Rivero on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.